at the beginning of each meeting, the day and the time and the purpose of the meeting, so that our webmaster can get it on the, we're going to put an audio recording of the meetings on the website. And just for the record, this is the Board of Selectmen meeting on March 13th, 2013.
Vote for this man.
And we'll rise for the pledge. Mr. Kolesarek, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to vary from our agenda just a little bit to take care of urgent matters first. Mr. Clark Thing is going to explain the election.
Sure. We're voting on Thursday.
Hey,
I gather as much.
It's been a very long day. I've gotten or sent a little over 200 text messages today and about 250 emails. So if I'm a little punchy, I apologize to the board and those here in attendance. Now, the reality of the situation is there are conflicting RSAs. I think it was put by the governor, and I'm going to paraphrase, that there is sufficient room for ambiguity between these two RSAs. And one says that 659, again, don't quote me on this, 659 says the election shall be the second Tuesday, and 40:4, number two, says the moderator can change the date of the voting day if there's an emergency, or which is weather emergency.
Yeah.
So you have these two things that don't work very well together. So background is, if you don't know, the moderators have a moderators group. We communicate all the time. When we're at elections, you might see me on the laptop or on the phone. I'm probably talking to another moderator about something that's going on to be sure we're all handling things the same. We started a conversation on this topic last Tuesday. So we're a week deep into this, and in that time, the moderators council, I try to use moderators council whenever I can because I know town council costs money. So the moderators council advised us that 40:4 was the driver here, and that's the one we should follow. And then in behind that came the attorney general's office, and they supported that and said 40:4 is the driver, that's the one you need to go for. And then the union leader came out this morning, and we were all fine and dandy until this morning, and then nobody knew what to do. So there was a call, an emergency management call about the storm, and they deferred any questions. They said the state's attorney, the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office and the governor will be on a call at 2 o'clock for the moderators. And I was on that call. I think Chris was on that call. Was listening in that call. Mike was on that call. I think Andrea heard some of that call. And Russ, I think you may have heard some of that as well. See, I checked. And basically, it was only our governor. I don't know why the SOS office was not there, the AG's office. Our governor did the best that I think that he could, but it was pretty clear he was a very uncomfortable gentleman on that call. You think that's fair to say?
Yeah.
The bottom line is his recommendations that you have them tomorrow basically because everyone's used to having the elections on the second Tuesday. We want to do whatever we can to maximize voter turnout. They followed that by saying, please stay off the roads tomorrow because it's going to be dangerous to drive. And there was another, who's the head of the DOT? I didn't catch his name. He said that his folks can plow at about an inch an hour. So they can keep up with about an inch an hour snow.
About it.
And they're saying that during the meat of this storm, which is roughly from 8 to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to snow at 2 to 4 inches per hour.
Okay.
So they can't even, they're telling us you can't even keep up with it.
By the way, we can only keep up with an inch an hour, too.
So there we go. That was today's call. I guess I'm a little time. Before that, I had spoken to the road agent. Chris and I talked a great deal. Mike, and then who else was it? There was someone else. We all get together and we talked and we said, look, this is just silly. The primary concern is public safety. Voter safety. Secondary concern is having the maximum voter turnout that we could possibly have to make sure it's the fairest election we can possibly have. And then if you get down to the lower levels of some other mitigators, I mean, I told Dennis says, if you have the election, I'll plow. That's a lot of runs for him to plow. That's a budget impact. So at the conclusion of the meeting, which the governor said he recommends that we have it, that there will be no challenges at the state level.
Okay.
For any town who has the election, and on a date different than tomorrow. His final comment was, and I sent this to you in email, but I'm trying to remember, the best path is the one that produces the least confusion.
Yep.
So since our team here in Candy has done a fantastic job of notifying the public in every way that we can think of, although I did get a complaint today from someone called NPR. I didn't know anybody listened to NPR anymore. So I will call NPR. And we've already, everybody knows it's going to be Thursday. Excellent. So we're sticking with Thursday.
Good. Chris, would you explain what
I'm also, I was open till after 5 o'clock today for absentee ballots, and I had several people come in. I will be available at my house tomorrow. I have my box all packed with applications for absentee ballots, pens, and everything. And I put posters up. Clark is bringing some to the CYA building, and we have one here so that people will know if they really want to come out tomorrow. They can come right to my home. My home used to be my office because for 6 years, everybody came to my house. We didn't have a town hall. So a lot of people in town know where I live. And I put my phone number there so they can call me. I put the address. I put the description of the house and where it is. And so I also will be available on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I will be open till 5 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon for last-minute absentee voters, and then we'll have the election on Thursday.
Good. Board members have any questions?
Could you read that for the minutes?
Certainly.
I appreciate that.
This is what's going to be posted. The posting says, the Candy Town election has been postponed until March 16th. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the CYA building. If you need an absentee ballot during the storm on March 14th, you may pick one up at the town clerk's home, 541 Raymond Road. It's a gray colonial with white trim, a red barn. It's just before the river. And then it has Chris's home number, 483-8825.
Thank you.
I will be at the polls tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. in case there's anybody there to explain to what's happening as well.
Scott, you have any questions, concerns?
Nope.
Mark?
I was in contact with the moderator all day today. I mean, yeah, I don't know how you did it today. So, but good job. I think that people have really made the citizens aware, and I agree with you 100% that the safety of our residents comes first and foremost. So, I appreciate it.
Do you have any concerns or questions?
No concern. No.
Would it be appropriate to make a motion to support the moderator's decision to have the election on the 16th?
I'll second.
Second. All in discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Clark, for taking care of this. While we're on the subject, this office is going to be closed tomorrow. The storm is moving in at 8 o'clock. It's going to start snowing. So now's the time to notify Andrea Bickham, who lives in, coming from Fremont. Andrea Hansen here. And Donna's got the payroll all done, so people are still going to get paid this week. And the payables are going to go out. So Donna's right on top of it. So the prudent thing to do is close this office tomorrow. So.
Agreed.
Okay. So that takes care of the storm.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
May I ask a question, Clark? Does it normally start at 7 or I thought it was 6?
He said 7, but it's
did
6.
Did I misread?
Right?
I didn't know if you were making it 7.
6 a.m.
Okay.
to 7 p.m. All right.
I
misread it. I'm sorry if I did.
No, it's all right. I didn't know if we were doing an hour later.
No, they open
to give you some background on that, Sue, I can't change the times or location.
Oh.
That's the board.
Okay.
Only the board can change times and location.
You can change
the dates. But apparently, I can change the dates.
That works. Good. Anybody else have anything for Clark? All set? Okay.
Thank you, Clark.
Thanks, Chris. All right. Department reports. Russ, you want to take the fire department, please?
Where do you want me to take it?
You can read the report.
Sorry. this is for February of 2017 to February 1st to February 28th, 2017. Pretty much the same thing. We're talking EMS incidents. There's 20 of them this year, which is better than last year. There was 23.
No structure fires, huh?
And ice rescue. This is training that they did. They did 24 ice rescues and technical rescues 12. I mean, they do a great job preparing the fire and EMT people. There's a lot of training involved, and just good group of people. That's
all set?
Yeah.
Mike, police department, please.
Start off with what just happened, which people probably heard about the robbery at the mobile the other night. You know, a suspect brandished a firearm and at the station Friday night, and he didn't get anything. He must have been an amateur. He fled. Nobody got hurt. I have confidence that we're going to identify this person. We've got several leads. I came in Saturday to put out stuff to the media. People saw it on the news, and we've got 3 or 4 phone calls today on it. So I think we're going to be able to get, you know, ID this person and go forward with a case. We had a burglary, attempted burglary last month on Chester Turnpike, where we apprehended 2 individuals. Person came by that was related to the homeowner who was on vacation, and saw this guy coming from the house with a hammer in his hand. He had just broke into the house, attempted to break in, and then got scared. He was with a female, and they tried to escape, and the guy blocked them in. And the guy, they panicked. They tried to back up, and they hit his vehicle. He could have got run over. They got caught up on the telephone wire, the pole. Me and Sergeant Gallagher got there and took him into custody. That person died 2 weeks later, the male subject in this case, of an overdose. We found out that he was revived the day before. The girl he was with called Manchester Fire, and he was basically dying the day before this attempted burglary, and they got him back, goes out doing this stuff, and then, so I mean, this. So we have, you know, the real effects of this stuff here and there, you know, the heroin, and most of the time it's fentanyl now, as we probably read. She's still being charged. Just to give you an update, the new cruiser should be in, I was told, the end of the month. We've talked to Frank Serra. He's been helping us for years and gives us a good deal and does great work. So he's prepared for it. And then the people up in Pembroke that we use, they're ready for it whenever we get it. So, and they'll work with each other. So that should be coming to fruition here pretty quick. The multi-jurisdictional computer project, that slowed down a little bit. We're waiting for Rockingham Sheriff's Department for their budget to pass, which I don't know how that's going to work with the voting. We'll have to wait and see now since it may be postponed. But they have the server there, and all the information is going to be stored in their server. So they have it in the budget to upgrade their servers to allow us access and whatnot. So we're waiting. They don't foresee any problems, but we have to wait till their budget passes. And we'll be trained on how to operate this new system sometime in April. Some of us will be driving down to Massachusetts. That's part of the contract with this company. And it's the same company that we've had for, since I've been here. It's the same company we've been using. Some of the computers are running slow in the PD, and I got to talk to Donna because I think the new budget has a couple computers with the PD in it. My understanding was that it did, and yeah, they're running really slow. And so hopefully we can maybe, and we've called the IT people, and they're just like, there's no mem, you got too much stuff on there, you got to upgrade, these things are old. And I think there's 2 or 3 computers budgeted, so hopefully we'll make some improvements there. I ordered 2 refurbished laptops for the cruisers because we're having problems with those. And it's a local company that I've heard good reviews. I don't know the name, escapes me, but we did some research. Auburn PD bought one of them. They did a lot of checking into it and whatnot, and they're like 1/3 the cost of a new one. These things are like $4,000 for a brand new one. We're getting them like $1,200 or $1,000 in that range. So we need them because they've been acting up left and right. And that's going to save a lot of money. There's been some Craigslist fraud going on. We had one individual lose about $3,000 trying to buy a truck on Craigslist. And like I've said before, with these IRS scams, you know, just give us a call. If people are asking you to go get money cards from Walmart and stuff like that and send it through the mail and you don't take delivery of the vehicle and blah, 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 just call us because it's a scam. And someone, I hate to see someone lose money like that. Let's see. I think that's about it.
What was the accident out on 101 today, Mike? Is that a fatality?
No, that was an impaired driver. State police handled it. We just assisted with traffic. And definitely the individual was having some some problems, and he was taken away in the ambulance with some minor injuries, but he was under the influence of something.
Wow.
Yeah, he was sweating profusely when I got there. And he was shaking on the ground, and not because he was hurt, just because he was just acting bizarre, and we couldn't understand what he was saying. But he hit the guardrail, and there was a lot of traffic, and thankfully, he missed all the other cars, and he only spun out and didn't hit anybody. Nobody got hurt. But people told me they saw him swerving all over the road prior to the accident.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the day, this happened, you know, 2 o'clock.
Question. You said storage. Isn't there other ways that you can store some things? I'm not that much
storage
into
as far
computers.
As you mean on the computers?
Yeah, you said a lot of storage. Is it some we stored on some other storage facility or something? You know,
passport.
No, I mean, there's a hard drive that you can store over.
Oh, like a separate hard drive?
Yeah.
We're just going on the recommendations of the current IT people, and they just said that a couple of our computers, the one, for instance, in my office, is an old one. It's a backup one that they threw in a year ago into my office, and that thing sounds like a Mack truck when you start it up. It like shakes and vibrates.
Oh, geez.
But it does. It's weird. The other ones don't do that, but it makes all kinds of noises. So
that's not normal.
They just that's not normal. They recommend replacement. So it's,
no, all right. No,
I believe it's budgeted.
Okay.
Once it hopefully gets approved and whatnot.
Okay.
But
hey, but anything else for the chief, Scott?
Do not.
Mark. So. Anybody in the audience? Thanks, Mike.
Welcome.
Next one, Mr. Lewis, Highway Department.
Okay, for the month of February, I'll start with, it was an interesting February. We're in the top 20 warmest Februarys, and we're in the top 20 snowiest Februarys, so figure out how that works. We had everything from tons of snow to plow to tons of mud to deal with, all in the same 4-week period, so. Anyway, we had 14 spreader runs, and we had 6 storms to plow. And we had patching was done as needed, and we hauled sand to the stockpile at the salt shed. Plow maintenance was done. I know there was a question on one of the payrolls where we reimbursed one of our plow guys $270 for repairs for the push pole that goes between the wing and the truck frame. We always repair those because they're a wear item. They take an incredible beating. We keep 3 spares in the salt shed. That particular run of snowstorms used all 3. Normally what I do is in between storms, take them home, weld them up, straighten them out, make them good again. This time we're out of spares, so we took it to a garage and it was $270 to fix it. So that's a normal expense for us. Yeah. Just you don't see it because I usually do it in my off time. We hauled crushed stone to the muddy dirt roads. Tower Hill got pretty muddy. Courier didn't get too bad. Donovan got real muddy. We did grading on Donovan, Tower Hill Road, Courier Road, Flint Road, Hook Road, and Podunk Road. And that was just about it for the month. Quite a range of work for what should have been just a cold February month.
Yeah.
So I don't think March we're going to have any of that. Top 20 warmest marches.
You're going to get quality, not quantity.
You know, in like a day like tomorrow, I mean, like Clark was saying, we can keep up with an inch of snow per hour pretty well. But when you get 3 or 4 inches an hour, that's another story. Like my plow route that I do with my truck, when it's snowing hard like tomorrow, it's going to take 3 and a half hours to get around that route once.
So
you can do the math at 3 or 4 inches an hour. The road's not going to look too pretty.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
So it's, I mean, that's the best we can do.
I mean,
you can't drive fast when you can't see where you're going. You have to watch out for people that are maybe in the road that you don't see. And so it's very time consuming tomorrow. So.
Yeah. So you could have 6 inches of snow on that road from where you started.
You could have a foot on the road if it takes 3 hours and it's 4 inches an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any questions for the road agent?
If anybody wants to go for a ride tomorrow, hop in.
Yeah.
Bring a shovel along too.
Yeah.
Scott, Mark, anybody in the audience? Thanks, Dennis. Parks and Rec, how are we doing, Scott? Anything?
Nothing to talk about, really.
Okay. Building inspector, Dave.
All right. I'm almost embarrassed to read this report. Worst one in 5 and a half years. Permits issued, 11. Code enforcement cases, 0. Open code enforcement cases, 3. Code enforcement case is closed. That's really a typo. That should be zero. That's been on here for 3 months. I don't know why I say. Inspections performed 42. COs, closed permits 14. Two renewed permits. I don't know. I did a little bit of research. Last February, the solar panels were keeping us alive.
Oh,
this
yeah.
February, 2.5 feet of snow in 10 days, it just kind of put a crimp on things.
Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating for me because I know we're going to have a huge summer and I'm going to be out of my mind. I'd like to spread it out so I can have a little while. It is what it is. I don't know if anybody's aware, or if everybody's aware, I should say, but the town car is done.
Yeah.
I parked it. It's over. I got all I could out of it.
2 years
it's like Blues
too.
Brothers.
Yeah, I'm not driving that anymore.
Can you use your truck until that police car is available?
Yeah, no problem.
Should we get that thing on Craigslist and try to unload it, or what do you want to do with it?
I'd sell it as a pass car if you're going to, because the frame's bad. You don't want any liability.
Okay. Well, and that you'd notice it, you'd advertise it as a parts car only?
I would do that, yeah. Parts only. You know, runs, drives, the transmission. That's about it.
do you have any idea what you would ask, what we should ask for that?
I don't know. Throw it out there for $500?
Yeah. Like, should we authorize Dave to start selling that thing now, or we're not going to use it anymore?
No, it's over.
Just taking up space.
What about this place right here in Candy, and now would they be interested?
No, they take insurance wrecks.
Yeah.
Well, but
they don't take it.
What are you suggesting Dave does?
It's not a junkyard.
I know it's not a junkyard, but I mean they park cars out.
But see, they take it on consignment from the
insurance.
They don't do that.
They don't
park them out. You buy an online auction, and then you take the whole car. Right.
That's what they do here. Is what I'm suggesting. Let them do that. You know.
I think we'll try to unload it on Craigslist would be the easiest way. Don't you think, Dave? All right. Why don't you figure out what it's worth and put an ad on there, get some pictures, and be sure to notate us for parts only.
Parts only, definitely.
Take what you can get, we'll get it out of the park.
Yeah. we'll get more than if we jumped it.
I was just going to say, you talk about
scams. Not a Craigslist scam.
Not a Craigslist scam.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's not a scam, though. We're going to give them something.
Right.
Send the building inspector Walmart cards. Yeah.
So cash only.
Mike, you'll have that other car in another month then, huh?
As soon as we get it stripped out.
Maybe end of April, what
we're
looking at.
All right, so we'll get on that then. Yeah. Anything else for the building inspector? Oh, Dave, are you going to make application for the spraying for the permits again for the mosquito spray?
The one went off to the state in December. I had to do that before the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
State up.
That's all we have to do?
That's all set, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Whether it passes or not, we'll see, you know, next week.
All right. Good. Okay, Russ.
All right.
Solid waste.
Solid waste, recycling center. January, basically the revenue from January was $6,370. Just to show you how it depends upon how much is available for shipping out and what have you. February was only $540. It is not a regular so much each month. You've got to either load a trailer, have enough for a trailer to move out. So, you know, we're still recycling. It's just that people, if they look at this and said, how come we didn't get that much more this month? It's just was not ready to be, we didn't have enough to be picked up. Because we've got to have a full trailer or half a trailer and combined with somebody else. It's a combination of things. But the shipping costs get too high otherwise if we just ship every month. So all I'm saying is they're out there recycling.
Good.
And we've got the roadside cleanup coming. So that's due more.
In April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Any questions for solid waste, anything? Mark, Russ, anybody in the audience?
Do we have a date for that roadside cleanup?
It's going to start. Go ahead.
It's the month that we're going to have the dumpster out back here, and we want to have it done by Earth Day.
April 22nd. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Waste Management will probably set up the dumpster around the first of the month. About where that sand pile is, Dennis?
Yeah, anywhere.
Okay.
The everybody's got, every household's got the blue bags.
Yeah.
And again, it does not have to be sorted. and it can be left in the dumpster here at the town hall, or it can be taken down to our recycle center, the blue bags. Which is not for household trash, it's for roadside trash.
Sounds good.
Okay. Next item, budget, so?
Yeah, we had a meeting, they only had one question about the insurance increase, and I think, Andrew, you received that today. I had found that section, I believe it was due to Primex.
Right.
And it was, okay. Right. So that was that.
That's it, so?
Yeah.
Any questions for budget committee? Okay, item number two on the agenda, the board to approve the Boy Scout donation for the delivery of the town reports. Normally we give the Boy Scouts $300 for their efforts. Is there a motion to approve that again this year?
I'll so move.
Second. I think you wanted to do something like a letter to congratulate, thank them.
Yes, I think I was able to, the day that they were sorting these bags, I thought I'd go down and see the scouts and say thank you for what you're doing to the town. And they have such a system down there. I stood around for 15 minutes and I didn't want to talk to anybody because I'd throw the monkey wrench into the system.
Yeah. Child labor at its finest, you know?
No, it is.
It is,
the parents,
well, I
think we as a board should want to thank the scouts and the parents. It's an effort by all, and it does a function for the town.
Sure.
And this $300, yes, it's well spent, but I think sending a letter from the board thanking them would be real nice.
Okay. And we address that to who's the scout man? Bob Martell? Or Alvin Munn?
Alvin Munn.
He's the driving force for the deliveries, but I'm not sure who the.
I think it's Bob, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for that? Is the motion second? Vote on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
So we'll get a check out the $300 for the Boy Scouts next week. Okay. Number four, the board to approve the minutes from February
26th.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Number three, Mark.
Weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest. Payroll manifest. The 9th of March, $15,449.50. The 16th of March, $14,039.83. Payroll subtotal, $29,489.33. Accounts payable, the 9th of March, $433,734.81. Of that, $425,000 is to the Candia School District. The 16th of March, $19,389.26 for an accounts payable subtotal of $453,124.07 for a grand total of $482,613.40.
Is there a motion to approve the disbursements that Mr. Lolliberty just described?
I'll so move.
Yeah, second. Scott, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, now we'll go to number four. The board to approve the minutes from February 27th, 2017. Everybody get a chance to look at them, so? Any look?
Yeah.
How about you, Russ?
Yes. Yep.
Mark? Scott?
All set.
No changes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move them.
Motion been made. Is there a second?
I'll Russ?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Last item on the agenda, other business. Scott, you have anything under that?
I don't, no.
Mark?
Be safe tomorrow.
Be safe?
Be safe tomorrow.
How about you?
I'll second that one.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
I do not.
Sue?
No, I don't. We were the lady, the HR person. I don't know what you want to do with that. So she's what you guys decided to do.
Did you say she's not available?
No, I said April. She could come, but I needed to know last week. But I don't know. I mean, she could probably come to possibly the next meeting.
Do you want to just schedule it for her convenience then? I mean, because
if she can make the next meeting, I'd be happy to hear her out.
I thought she couldn't in here until April.
That's what I
said. Yeah, but I mean, I didn't reserve her for the 10th.
because I didn't get any responses. So
okay.
It probably will be now, the 27th.
I thought we have to
have it in here at the meeting.
I'm sorry. That's why I didn't respond.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you see if she can do the 10th? If she can't, we can do the 27th?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I didn't understand what we were required on that for that response, so sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have something under other business that's rather important. I'll pass this out. Nate Miller has completed our application to get our transportation project on the 10-year plan. I got it by email today. Today's the 13th of, or the 12th of March. 13th. And it's due the 15th. So this board has to make a decision tonight whether to submit this application to get on the 10-year transportation plan with the state DOT. It's substantially what we agreed on in the transportation plan, Dennis. It's just, and it doesn't lock us into a roundabout. It just locks us into studying these three traffic problems that we, these two traffic problems we have here, and possibly realigning Route 43. So, and it makes reference to the $15,000 warrant article we have that's pending, but it doesn't suggest that the town has approved it. So it's pretty non-committal there, and it's non, it really doesn't lock us into one specific alignment there. So I think he tried to leave it as open-ended as possible. Yes, ma'am.
So the state doesn't require our $15,000 amount to get it on the plan?
That's correct.
If we didn't approve it this year, but we approved the 15 next year, would it still work?
Well, I understand you can only get on this plan every 2 years.
Right, but if he's put it on now, will it go on the plan and just stay there?
Yeah, I assume.
Okay.
That's right. That's my assumption.
So then we really, until the plan comes up to be designed, we don't have the $15,000 commitment, correct? Or how does that work?
Well, I would, well, I don't know, Scott.
How does that work?
Scott, probably.
What does that matter? I mean, the smartest thing, you got, we don't want to lose the 2 years. I mean, I think we can all agree that it's a smart thing to do. It's like, it doesn't really cost us anything. So.
But supply.
You just, yeah, you get on the list. It could take 12 years, 15 years.
Yeah, I thought we decided this.
What I'm saying is, even if it doesn't pass this year, we have the opportunity next year.
Exactly.
This will already
That's right.
Yeah.
But this doesn't get withdrawn if
don't. That's correct.
Oh, it doesn't get withdrawn?
That's what I'm asking.
It doesn't.
I don't know that. It doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
This gets on that on the list whether or not we appropriate $15,000 or not.
So that gives us another shot at appropriate $15,000 if it shouldn't pass this year.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That was my question. So Nate needs a motion from this board to authorize him to submit this to New Hampshire DOT.
I'll make that motion.
You second that, so any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, I'll communicate that to Nate tonight or tomorrow morning so that the 15th is Wednesday, he can get it to New Hampshire DOT that day.
Great.
Public comments? Anybody in the audience? No. Mr. Hall.
For the record, Adams Road Canyon. At a recent meeting, this board voted to appreciate Sean James as chair, and I understand he was appropriately recognized. This evening, in view of the light of events of the past 24 hours, I think the board should so, if you haven't already done it, I apologize for coming in late. I think the board should recognize the foresight of our moderator, Clark Bing, and our clerk, Christine Dupre, for the foresight of postponing, not like the press Ray Brewer and the press said canceling the voting tomorrow, but we are in effect, in my terms, as a citizen of Canada, leading the state and postponing, for safety purposes, the elections tomorrow, the voting tomorrow to Thursday. Okay. And I think the board should so recognize not only Clark and Christine, but also the entire staff of the town of Candia, which is outstanding, second to none. And I think you should appropriate, so recognize them.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
I agree, that's warranted, Al, that they, Clark stood, he took a fair amount of risk right there by rescheduling that appointment on Sunday.
The first one in the town.
And
thinking ahead, they were.
And I think this board should acknowledge his initiative and the amount of risk he took that on behalf of the safety of the people of Candia. So,
I'm sure he consulted with Christine.
Yeah, and Chris has gone out of her way to make absentee ballots available. It's good to see. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
They did this. Yes, they did a really good job of it. Yeah. So. And yeah. We talked about it at the beginning of the meeting, but yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything? Joyce, anything? Linda?
Right.
Cindy? Becky?
No,
okay. What do you say we adjourn this meeting?
Huh? It's so moved.
Okay. Adjourn? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Boy, that was record.